While I was a member of the Quantico Marine Base Flying Club, I needed to take an obligatory checkout flight with a licensed instructor. Marine Corps airfields were operated like any other Marine base, by the book, so I knew I would be randomly assigned to one of the checkout pilots in the pool. That meant I could get a really nice guy or a son of a bitch. Either way, I would be expected to fly the Marine way. As luck would have it, I got Waldo Pepper. In 1975, Robert Redford starred in a movie about the flying exploits of a World War I veteran named Waldo Pepper. The movie was set during the barnstorming years between World Wars I and II. Since there was little domestic use for pilots at that time, some made a meager living flying old World War I jennies, offering rides at county fairs and dusting crops. The movie was fiction, but this Waldo was a real Marine aviator and a Vietnam veteran. He was about 12 years older than me and sported a typical Marine brush cut that by then had turned salt and pepper gray. I'd never met him before the day we were assigned to fly together. Waldo was a quiet guy who didn't initiate conversation. He would answer when spoken to, but he wasn't the type who would fill in any voids with casual banter. In Vietnam, he was an RIO, a radio intercept officer, who flew in the back seat of an F-4 Phantom fighter. He had none of the swashbuckling swagger that I expected. He was simply a guy who loved to fly and was gaining flight hours by taking on instructing and check pilot work at the club. We were flying an upgraded Piper that day, and Waldo had me demonstrate a few simple maneuvers. I wasn't flying particularly well, but he didn't say a word. In fact, he seemed rather bored. Out of curiosity, I asked him if anything ever upset him while he was in the plane. He just said no. I took his answer to imply that after riding in the back seat of a supersonic carrier jet during combat missions, student shenanigans simply didn't bother him. I respected his calm teaching demeanor. I respected his airmanship. I respected his combat experience. I respected him. About a week after we flew together, Waldo earned an airline transport rating and got a job offer flying as a commercial pilot. He left the Marines, and I never saw him again. I do, however, have a checkride endorsement in my old logbook signed by the great Waldo Pepper.